Chapter 60. Trash Can Man had what he wanted. He came along a hallway deep underground, a hallway as dark as a mine pit. In his left hand, he held a flashlight. In his right hand, he held a gun, because it was spooky down here. He was riding an electric tram that rolled almost silently along the wide corridor. The only sound it made was a low, almost sub-aural hum. Resting in the carry space was an atomic warhead. It was heavy. Trash could not make an intelligent guess as to just how heavy it was, because he hadn't even been able to budget by hand. It was long and cylindrical. It was cold. Running his hand over its curved surface, he had found it hard to believe that such a cold, dead lump of metal could have the potential for so much heat. He had found it at 4 in the morning. He had gone back to the motor pool and had gotten a chainfall. He had brought the chainfall back down and had rigged it over the warhead. 90 minutes later, it was nestled cozily into the electric tram, nose up. Stamped on the nose was A16410 USAF. The hard rubber tires of the tram had settled appreciably when he put it in. Now he was coming to the end of the hallway. Straight ahead was the large freight elevator with its doors standing invitingly open. It was plenty big enough to take the tram, but of course there was no electricity. Trash had gotten down by the stairs. He had brought the chainfall down the same way. The chainfall was light compared to the warhead. It only weighed 100 pounds or so, and still it had been a chore getting it down 5 courses of stairs. How was he going to get the warhead up those stairs? Power-driven winch, his mind whispered. Sitting on the driver's seat and shining his flash randomly around, Trash nodded to himself. Sure, that was the ticket. Winch it up. Set a motor topside and pull it up, stair riser by stair riser if he had to. But where was he going to find 500 feet of chain all in one piece? He hopped down and ran a caressing hand over the smooth, deadly surface of the warhead in the silent darkness. Love would find a way. Leaving the warhead in the tram, he began to climb the stairs again to see what he could find. A base like this, there would be a little of everything. He would find what he needed. He climbed 2 flights and paused to catch his breath. He suddenly wondered, "Have I been taking radiation?" They shielded all that stuff, shielded it with lead, but in the movies you saw on TV, the men who handled radioactive stuff were always wearing those protective suits and film badges that turned color if you got a dose. Because it was silent. You couldn't see it. It just settled into your flesh and your bones. You didn't even know you were sick until you started puking and losing your hair. Was that going to happen to him? He discovered that he didn't care. He was going to get that bomb up. Somehow he was going to get it up. Somehow he was going to get it back to Las Vegas. He had to make up for the terrible thing he had done at Indian Springs. If he had to die to atone, then he would die. "My life for you," he whispered in the darkness, and began to climb the stairs again.